Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod.
Please welcome to the show, Sexy Velma from Scooby-Doo. You've got a real Velma vibe.
Thank you.
Today.
Thank you. I think it's just because I'm wearing glasses for once.
And an orange jumper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into it.
Thank you. Where's your
contact lenses, Hon?
Well, I've got a big week, you see.
Do you?
So today I have to go to the optometrist because they're withholding my prescription because they want me to get another appointment. They won't give me my script.
That's so rude. I would walk into a pole and get an injury and be like, I'm suing. Because you withheld that. I'm suing you.
I know.
Why do they withhold it? Because you've got to have another test.
Yeah, because you get contacts in 3 months' supply, so I guess it would be bad to get 3 months' worth and
then do my appointment. But that's just them making more money, isn't it?
I would think so, but this is... He golfs with my dad. We're besties. He's been my optometrist since I was 8, so I think they're looking out for me in the long run.
Right.
But they're like, come get your eyes tested, and I'm moving house this week, and the optometrist is near my parents' house, so
Which is ages away.
She's the beast from the east.
I am, and so I'm wearing glasses today. But this week, I also have to go to the mechanic, because believe it or not, my engine light did come back on after he turned... Well, he turned it off.
You're telling me you're a 20-year-old Volkswagen Golf diesel? Is the engine lights come back on?
Yeah, well, I went last week and he said, I'll just turn it off. And I said, that sounds like a great solution.
You're not getting your money's worth when you pay with beer. You expect good service.
I didn't even pay with beer this time. It was just nothing.
Just flirts.
Wow.
And then, so I have to go back to him. And I also have to go to the dentist because my chipped tooth from the chocolate has got a bit more
chipped. Oh, buttery taste.
It's got a bit more chipped. But you've got a real adulting week this week.
I know, and I have to move house in the middle of all these appointments.
Jeepers,
so
creepers.
I gotta go meet a real estate agent, get my little keys.
Vaughn's got a tow bar.
Oh, you've Vaughn house.
Vaughn's got a tow bar.
This is perfect.
This is perfect.
Jenny's a long way to come.
Damsel in distress.
Sade's got the car with the tow bar this week.
What's she doing?
Nothing.
Ah, God damn it, you got me screwed.
What the fuck
is she doing?
She'll be napping. The car will be available. Fuck's sake.
Luckily, it's fully furnished, so no tow bar.
You must need a few things moved, though.
You going to steam the mattress?
No.
Wait, the bed comes with a mattress?
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking not. No.
He won't give you a tow bar, but you'll lend her the Bissell.
I'll lend you the Bissell.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, I'm just going to get a mattress protector.
Oh no, they don't protect.
Bed bugs will eat right through that.
No, it'll be fine. It's like an apartment.
The people that have had sex on there before you.
Yeah, I'll just add to the list.
Just add to it. Yeah, she's just like, and me? And me now.
It doesn't gross me out. I stay in hotels all the time.
What if someone died in that bed?
Yeah, in a hotel.
Two or three nights max,
but
you know?
It is weird because when you say that, like, I slept at a hotel at the weekend. I didn't even think about that. But if I was moving.
You know the shit that people do at hotels. Yeah, that is rogue.
So we're gonna buy one of those like mattress toppers and then a protector. But yeah, like my partner lives in hotels pretty much full time. So
it's just room jobs.
Sorry?
How many room jobs happen on this mattress?
People be like, fuck it,
face down, ass up, room job.
Yeah.
And you're sleeping there.
Yeah.
You get a mattress protector to put on the mattress, then you put on the upper, and then you put another mattress protector
on.
And then Febreze it.
I'd Febreze before the mattress.
Yeah.
You've got to give it time to air out as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the people are literally only moving out the day before I move in.
Have you seen what they look like?
No, but I saw their stuff.
Because that could be good or bad, right?
Yeah,
it could be maggot. Yeah, they come out with like greasy hair and stuff. You're like, that's all over my walls.
Or if they're hot, then it's okay.
Well, do you know it was weird?
See if it needed a Febreze.
Huff it.
When I viewed the apartment, obviously their stuff was all there.
Yeah.
And they had 3 TVs. And this apartment...
Oh, they're greasy.
My entire apartment would be the size of the studio.
So it's like a studio apartment.
Very small apartment.
Greasy nerds.
3 TVs.
Yeah.
One for porn.
Yeah, full-time porn channel.
One for the news.
Yeah. One for video games.
One for video games.
Yeah. But I don't even know. You can't even fit 2 people in the hallway. It's a very small place. So.
Well, you guys are going to get very close, you and your boy.
I know. Well, he still will probably only be there once a week.
Yeah, see, that's fantastic. Yeah, that's fantastic, actually.
That sounds like a dream scenario.
Yeah, split the rent, going to be there all the time.
Yeah, he's basically just subbing in your rent. That's beautiful.
Yeah, lovely.
Well,
that's
good luck with your adult week.
Thank you.
And join us next week for the bed bunk update. Or the Shannon's got a mysterious rash all of a sudden.
Yeah, Shannon's not here today.
Yeah.